Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this: God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Take Me. This song is from my live worship recording called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. The song Take Me came to me on January 11th, way back in 1988. It's still one of my favorite songs, and you'll understand why the more I explain to you this, the reason I even have this song. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 11 through 14 in the New American Standard Bible, we find God's word says this: "When the priests came forth from the holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without regard to divisions, and all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and kinsmen, clothed in fine linen with cymbals, harps, and lyres, standing east of the altar, and with them 120 priests blowing trumpets. In unison, when the trumpeters and the singers were to make themselves heard with one voice to praise and to glorify the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice, accompanied by trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and when they praised the Lord, saying, 'He indeed is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting,' then the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not even stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God." This song, Take Me, was born during a time in my life when I was very desirous of and actually actively hoping to have a very physical manifestation of God's presence in my life, to be so overwhelmed by his presence that I could not even stand to minister, just like those priests and Levites back in the day. In other words, I wanted to feel the weight of God's presence. That's his glory. I wanted to feel the weight of God's presence in a physical sense. This was a time when I felt him in many ways and received his truth with great joy and reckless abandon. I also did not desire something that was not real, though. I let my desire be known to many in order that when it did happen, then I would have many confirming witnesses. As my friend and mentor Jack Taylor says, we can have as much of the Holy Spirit as we want, and I do believe that. The only problem was that God has never allowed me to fall down and lose control, as the words of the song request. I will not allow myself to be pushed down by human hands or by human strength. You know what I'm saying. All I want is the hand and breath of God. I want him to so manifest himself in my life that I can't even stand in his presence. That's how much I want to feel his presence. My life has been renewed and guided and reshaped by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's true. That's evident, I hope, to those who know me. This song is simply an expression of my desire for an ever-increasing realization of his presence, the Holy Spirit, in my life. And that's not changed since 1988. And he's been faithful to me. So enjoy this song and let him take you into the fullness of his presence.
A ship on your heart, Lord, I am sailing on a course for the sun of love unfailing. Take me where I've never been before, Lord. Take me, my heart's a sail and your fall loose control into your like wind on waves comes rolling to sweep me away on pure love flowing. Take me where I've never been before, Lord. Take me. My heart's a sail and you're the wind, my Lord. And Lord, you have put my sails me across your heart's ocean. Take me where I've never been before, Lord. Take me deeper, ever deeper in you, Lord. Into your
Father, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you so much for the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. May we experience more of you every day, whether we feel anything or not. By faith, we follow after you with all our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2 in the New American Standard Bible says this: "My soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken." Now, truth be told, I still desire physical manifestations of the presence of God in my life. But my faith in his abiding presence with me tends to meet and exceed that need now more than ever, and I'll tell you why. Even in the midst of my very present physical trials, damage to my vocal cords, the realization that I battle Parkinson's disease, what would seem like insurmountable obstacles that knock me down actually become catalysts to a deeper awareness of and a deeper faith in the presence of God. I may be hindered by suffering, that's reality, but God transports me to places in His presence I never dreamed possible in this life. Even on those hard days where I can't even lift my voice, even on those hard days when my mind feels so trapped in a fog, even in those places I can be carried away to bliss in the presence of the Lord, I really can have as much of God's Spirit in this life as I want, as much as I need. Let's just learn to let go and let God be God and allow ourselves to just be in His presence. So I urge you today, just take time to practice simply being today. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since I've already mentioned my health, it's basically at the forefront of my life. I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. And through a brand new technology, I can do just that, but I need your help. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. If you don't mind, check it out and consider becoming a patron. I'd appreciate that very much. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Well, I do appreciate so much you joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song Take Me from the live recording I Belong to Jesus Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.